You may be seated. Would you join me in reading responsibly the call to worship? Almighty God, we come in prayer because you have opened the way to us through your loving mercy. You have called us your children and have welcomed us into your heart, even when we have rebelled against your leading. You have made us, and we are yours, bound together as the family of faith within the endless circle of your love. O God of righteousness and truth, we seek to honor you by our obedience. Forgive us when we speak your name but do not live in harmony with your purpose. Have mercy upon us when we wear our piety to be seen by men, but do not submit the depths of our hearts to your rule. Eternal God, help us to know the joy of your kingdom. Amid the rise and fall of the empires of men, help us to catch a vision of that kingdom which endures age after age. We would seek to do your will and thus enter into that new order of peace and love and hope. Forgive us for placing our trust in things and restore our confidence in all that truly abides. O God, we give thanks for the provision you have made that our daily needs may be met. You have given us good and have created a world of rich resources. We confess our dependence upon you for life itself, yet we also rejoice that you have made us partners in your work of creation. As we enjoy and use these gifts, help us to care about all your people. Help us to give bread to others, especially that bread of life which nourishes the soul. Our loving Father, we are thankful for your mercy, which marks your dealings with us. We have hope because we believe in your forgiveness, and we can walk each day in the assurance of newness of life. Help us to confess our sins, to be honest with you and with our brother, to seek your mercy, and to know your healing which cancels out guilt and fear. Make us loving and forgiving in relationships with one another, that we may fully experience the wonder of your grace. O God, strengthen us in mind and will to resist the temptations and to endure the trials of this age. Help us to make the right choices as we are confronted with the hard decisions of the day. Give us faith to see, even in the hour of testing, that your love never changes and that the victory of your purpose is certain. Deliver us from bondage to fear and futility. Give us power to find the victory through persistent faith.
May we pray. Almighty Father, hear our prayer. Let us take the time to praise you with our words, with our thoughts, and with our deeds. Our Father, we pray that we might open our eyes so that we might see each other, so that we might love each other, so that we might be the fellowship that you have called us to be. Help us to see the needs here and in the world around us. We pray that you would give us courage to face these needs and wisdom to meet them. We pray that you might strengthen us, hold us in your strong arm, and protect us. Love us that we might love others here, now, in this place. Father, we commit ourselves to you through Jesus Christ, your Son. We pray that you might lead us through these seminary days and into our future years, that our work for you would be pleasing. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. We welcome this opportunity to come before you today and allow you to meet us, find out who we are on the student council. We have completed our fall elections, and all of the posts on the student council are filled. This morning I would like to introduce the members of the council by the area that they represent. I'll have them stand and let you see who we are. And at the conclusion of this, I have few remarks that I would like to make concerning our work on the council. The vice president for this year is Mr. Sam Murphy. The newly elected secretary is Ms. Lana Lawrence. Some of these people will not be able to be here due to illness, but I will announce their name anyway so that you might know who they are. Jim Samples is the athletic committee chairperson. He is not able to be here today. I'm sorry. I didn't know he could sing too. One person that I know is not here is the chairperson of the chapel committee. That is Jim Tucker. The person in charge of the ethics committee is Miss Betty Bates. And one area of responsibility for Betty you will see on campus tomorrow. That is a blood mobile, and we invite each of you to go to Mackey Hall sometime during the day and give some blood so that others might continue to live. Rick Bailey is in charge of the off-campus ministries. This committee is responsible for national and world relief. You'll be hearing from their committee in the month of November as they lead some seminars dealing with the African famine. We'll be asking you to take part as we attempt to understand and meet the needs of the people who are suffering from this famine in Africa. Cheryl Fanning is the chairperson of the Social Committee. Doug Baltziger is chairperson of the Student Welfare Committee, and he is in charge of the crisis closet or the flock stock, whatever you would call it. If you know someone who has need of food, of clothing, this is an opportunity we have to minister to people in a very real and tangible way. the representatives from the classes. Sandra Louder is the MRE representative. Is she here? John Perkins is the senior certificate representative. And Lewis Edwards is a newly elected junior representative from the certificate class. Gordon Knight is unable to be here. Gordon is a senior representative with us. The other two senior representatives on the council are Ronnie Russell, who's up here with me, and Willie White. If you're a senior and you have complaints, go to them with it. The Midler representatives, Kay Smith. Kay's unable to be here today. Bill Mitchell. And Randy Gibson, who is here with me. Randy has told me that he would like to share one thing with you at this time.
This is a little out of the ordinary this morning. One committee he didn't mention was the nominating committee. I was acting chairman for that this semester. I would like to tell you folks that are here today, fact of the matter, that we are in the midst of what I consider a baseball game. As far as the student council is concerned, there are two outs and there are two strikes. These outs are the fact that the elections are over, for one thing. And number two, we ran a nominating committee sheet out and we only had one person. Well, that's two strikes, but there's one more pitch and we can either make it a home run or we can make it an out. And that's my challenge to you. And the fact of the matter that the people that we have this year, I was on the council last year, but the people that are on the council this year in every area, there's all kinds of ministry. We call ourselves ministers, we call ourselves ministers, but yet we don't even meet the needs of ourselves here on campus. We are too concerned, I'm afraid to say, with self. And so my challenge is to you that you get to know every person here on the council, especially in your area. I can honestly say that I think we have the two best presidents that any seminary can have right now. Dr. Lally for one and Ken Smith for another. Get to know these people. We're concerned about you, and we can only be as good as you'll let us be. Think about it.
Thank you, Randy. There are two people who serve on the seminary council. This is a council that is made up of two students from the student body, three people from the administration, and three people from the faculty. We meet regularly to discuss issues that come up, problems that we might be having that can be handled quietly and through this seminary council. The two members this year are Ms. Vicki Barrett and Mr. Mike Macon. The junior representatives who were just elected this last week, Nancy Stanton, Debbie Griffiths, and Dave Hill. The THM representative is Mr. Al Lisco. And the D-Men representative is Libby Smith. These are the representatives on your student council. We comprise a body of people who have committed ourselves to serving you, the student body, during this year. We have, in effect, entered into a covenant with you to meet your problems, your concerns, and your interests. We have a commitment to this seminary to find ways to show how it might better go about its task of educating us for service in the Christian ministry. We are committed to working with the faculty and with the administration to meet needs as they arise on this campus. We have commitments that I have mentioned through several of our committees to meet the needs of people in our world. I mentioned the off-campus ministries, the ethics committee, and the student welfare committee. But as Randy has said, the student council cannot operate apart from the student body which it represents. We need to have you sharing with us as we go on this pilgrimage together. We need to know, what are your goals? What are your hopes, your dreams for the seminary? How does your time here affect and relate to your life as a Christian minister? How would you see our school changed? How can it be made better? Let us know. We want to know. We need to know. We are in a new era. We are at the beginning of something new. And we as students, especially Christian ministers, have the opportunity and the responsibility to be involved in this new. I know that many of us have responsibilities to places of service apart from our school. These responsibilities often bear heavily on the time that we have to give while we are here. Yet I don't believe that we can shut ourselves off from this community. We cannot shut ourselves off from the world outside that stone wall that encircles our campus. We should not feel that for our 2 or 3, 4 years that we are here, that we are isolated. Our calling as Christian people is to be Christ-like, involved where we are. The Student Council has areas where we might serve while we are here. Opportunities for your giving abound. Opportunities for your participation in student life abound. But what we need, what we on the council need, is your time, your effort, and your caring. We are committed to you and to this school in a very real way, but we need your help, and we ask your assistance. We ask that you would commit yourselves to each other and to Southeastern Seminary. Give of yourselves to see that here we maintain our desire to achieve academic excellence, balanced with the spiritual dynamic in our lives that comes from God through Jesus the Christ. We ask and we pray that you would work with us this year, that we might learn together, that we might share together, that indeed we might be together, a community of love. May we stand for the benediction. Go out into the world in peace. Have courage. Hold on to that which is good, and return no man evil for evil. Go and strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the suffering. Honor all men. Love the unloved. And serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit.